Welcome to the Shellac Stack. My name is Brian Wright. Happy holidays, everyone. It's Christmas time once again, and that means a special Christmas edition of the Shellac Stack. My name is Brian Wright. I'll be your host this hour as we listen to some 78 RPM Christmas records from the first half of the 20th century. And because Christmas is a time for friends and family, I'm with a special friend this afternoon. I'm with Ed Clute, a wonderful pianist and musician, ace record collector who has probably more 78s than I do, and just an all-around great guy. And it's such a pleasure to have him here at the holidays. Hello, Ed.
Hello, Brian.
Thank you so much for being here and sharing your gifts at the piano with us and sharing some of your records with us. It's a pleasure to have you here.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, thank you. As we were setting up for the program, we were talking about favorite Christmas records, and you brought up one by Gene Autry as one of your favorites. Can you tell us a little bit about this one?
Yes, oftentimes people don't always play the B-sides of famous recordings. The big side on this record was Here Comes Santa Claus, but when I got my first copy, I always gravitated to the other side, and I discovered this wonderful song called An Old-Fashioned Tree, and it really shows a true picture of what Christmas is all about.
I remember an old-fashioned tree, trimmed with tinsel that shone in candlelight. In the window where neighbors all could see how we kept our Christmas merry and bright. I love the evening we trimmed the tree, and then we We'd all sing carols and pledge goodwill toward men. Every year it's just an old-fashioned tree that brings all the joy of Christmas to me. Starlight shining on the snow, wishing star of Christmas night. Star bright, brought so long ago, my childhood first delight.
I remember an old-fashioned tree, trimmed with tinsel and shone in candlelight. In the window where neighbors all could see how we kept our Christmas merry and bright.
I love the evening we trimmed the tree, and then we'd all sing carols and pledge goodwill toward men. Every year it's just an old-fashioned tree that brings all the joy of Christmas to me.
That really is a beautiful song, Ed. Gene Autry in 1947, An Old-Fashioned Tree. Now, you mentioned you might be willing to play that for us.
I'd love to. That's a beautiful song.
Thank you so much. An old-fashioned tree. Just goes to show you should always turn these records over. Sometimes there are little gems waiting to be rediscovered on the other side. Ed, can you tell us a little bit about your piano here?
Yes, this is a 1912 Mason Hamlin 7-foot grand, and I bought it from a wonderful piano dealership nearby in Burdett, New York. His team rebuilt it, and they did a spectacular job with this piano. I absolutely love it.
It has a gorgeous tone. I love the low end on it. It's really rich and full sounding.
That was the reason I was attracted to this. There are certain notes that just have a ring to them that is just unbelievable.
Yeah, very nice. Well, I pulled the next record out. I didn't tell you what it is yet. I'm not going to ask you to play this one at the piano afterwards. I doubt you will have heard of this. It's one of these sort of concert arrangements of a thing by R.H. Bowers. It was recorded by the Columbia Orchestra in 1919. It's called The Kiddies' Christmas Frolic. It's in two parts. Part one says morning, part two says evening. This was issued on Columbia Records, number A2800. So what do you say we have a listen to The Kiddies' Christmas Frolic?
Sounds like a great idea.
Thank you.
You must have come across records like that. I think they were very popular in the 19-teens and early 20s, the acoustic era, these descriptive numbers, I guess they called them, that incorporated the sound effects of all sorts of toys and things like that. That's called the Kiddies' Christmas Frolic, parts 1 and 2, played by the Columbia Orchestra. You must have some records like that, Ed.
Yeah, and I think that practice was incorporated in later, too. But I remember that one record that was so popular, In a Clock Shop.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
I don't know, was that Columbia or Victor?
I think that was on Victor.
I think you're right.
Yeah. Well, for those of you just joining us, happy Christmas, happy holidays, whatever holiday it is that you celebrate this time of year. We're glad you're here listening to the Shellac Stack with us. My name is Brian Wright. I'm here with Ed Clute. We're at his home in Watkins Glen, New York, by a crackling fire, enjoying the holiday. I hope you have a nice mug of hot chocolate the way we do as we listen to these 78s of Christmas music from the past. And Ed, I've got something a little more traditional lined up for us next. This is a Roycroft 78. Have you ever come across those?
I don't know. That isn't familiar to me.
These were pressed up by Cameo Records in the late 1920s for the Roycrofters, a group of crafts revivalists in, I think, here in New York. And anyway, this record, we've got the English singers singing The Holly and the Ivy. You must know that one.
Oh,
I think
yes.
This dates from about 1927 or 1928, mm-hmm. thereabouts. Mm-hmm. My copy of this, though, is very warped, unfortunately. It's a clean copy, but it's warped. And so I had to transfer this at half speed so the needle didn't go flying off the surface of the record, and then digitally speed it up so we can hear it now. It's a lovely rendition, a little noisy, but I hope you'll enjoy The Holly and the Ivy.
A carol from the choral drama Bethlehem by Rutland Boulton called The Holly and the Ivy.
La 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 la.
Nicely done, Ed. Thanks so much. The Holly and the Ivy. And For those listening in, Ed is doing all of this on the spot, which is amazing to me to watch him do this, because we'll listen to the record and then he just starts playing it, not rehearsed at all. Right, Ed?
Right. Could I put a little pun in that?
Sure.
With this particular version that we did the Holly and the Ivory.
Oh. In case you didn't know, Ed loves to make puns. I'll give you credit for that one, Ed. That one's pretty good.
Thank you. I get all keyed up, but that's all right.
Well, one good Christmas song deserves another. Well, that's all we're going to do on today's program, Christmas music. And up next, I have a Bing Crosby record that he made for Decca in the 1940s. I love Bing Crosby's voice. I know you do, too.
Yes, I do.
And this is another good traditional Christmas carol, God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. We'll follow that up with Eddie Howard and his orchestra, a majestic record from the mid-1940s, classic by Irving Berlin, White Christmas. So, first, Bing Crosby, here's God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen.
God rest you, merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray.
Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy, oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
In Bethlehem, in Jewry, this blessed babe was born, and laid within a manger upon this blessed morn, the which his mother Mary did nothing take in scorn.
Oh, tidings of comfort. Comfort and joy, oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
From God our Heavenly Father, a blessed angel came, and unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same. How that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name.
Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy.
Oh, tidings of comfort.
Christmas, just like the ones I used to know. Where the tree tops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas with every Christmas card. May your days be merry and bright. And may all your Christmases be white. Days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
Christmas. Beautifully done, Ed.
That's a beautiful piece of music.
It really is. As often as I hear it, that's one of those Christmas songs, I guess I can't get tired of it because it's so pretty. It's such a nice tune. We heard, before you played it, we heard Eddie Howard and his orchestra on a majestic 78. Before that, we heard you at the piano, Ed, playing God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen,
right,
and doing a fine job of that. And starting off the set, we heard from Bing Crosby with God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen at Decca 78. My name is Brian Wright. I'm with Ed Clute. We're sitting in the living room here beside a crackling fire, enjoying some Christmas goodies. And Ed, while we're taking a little break here, you grew up in the 1940s here in Watkins Glen, right? Do you have any particular memories of Christmas time growing up? Any traditions in your household?
Actually, for the first 6 years, we lived in this very house. We spent a lot of time in this very living room with our Christmas gifts. And oh, it was a wonderful time of year. I love Christmas. I never get tired of it. I know sometimes I grouse about hearing Christmas music too early in the year, but anyway, I can handle it.
Well, I have to say one thing I like about listening to Christmas music on 78s is that jingle bells and sleigh bells don't seem to have become a thing yet. It drives me crazy these days when I hear a lot of Christmas music, Christmas pop music that has sleigh bells embedded throughout the entire song. And so many of these old 78s, and certainly hearing you play these tunes at the piano, we don't have to deal with that. If there's one thing I grouse about, it's the persistent jingle bells.
Well, if I have a contract that I have to fulfill, it's in my clause.
Ah, very well done, well done. Well, let's have another record now, and this one is another two-sided affair. It's the Mayfair Orchestra, British recording on HMV B3967. It's called Christmas Melodies by the Fireside. And rather than give out all of the titles, maybe we can just see how many of these tunes you know, Ed, and how many of the people listening along will know as well. But it's a nice medley, a two-part medley. Here's the Mayfair Orchestra, Christmas Melodies by the Fireside.
Thank you.
Well, Ed, how many of those tunes did you know?
Quite a few of them. It's interesting that some of them are not necessarily synonymous with Christmas, but I guess it's because it's fireside tunes. And
yeah, I was trying to figure out where Old Folks at Home, Swanee River, fits into a Christmas record.
Well, something fostered it.
Well, for those who were keeping score and maybe wondering what the tunes were we heard in there, Home Sweet Home, Good King Wenceslas, Under the Mistletoe Bough, O Come All Ye Faithful, and Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Those were the selections in the first medley there. In the second one, we heard The First Noel, Once in Royal David City, Old Folks at Home, Boys and Girls Come Out to Play, Sir Roger de Coverley, Come Landlord, Fill the Flowing Bowl, and Auld Lang Syne. Well, Ed, I won't ask you to play Come Landlord, Fill the Flowing Bowl, but could you perhaps give us a little bit of, how about either Good King Wenceslas or Once in Royal David City?
I don't know about the Once in Royal David City because I don't really know that tune that well, but I'll do Good King's Wenceslas.
Ed Clute at the piano at his gorgeous 1912 Mason and Hamlin 7-foot grand. We're having a little Christmas party here at Ed's house, and I know Ed would like to join me in wishing all of you listening a very happy holiday season. And we've got a few more Christmas records on the stack today, Ed. Up next, I've got one by the Westminster Quartet. This is a Jeanette record. I have a couple of these. They seem to have done this every year for a couple of years. They put out these records with special Christmas greetings labels on them. Have you ever encountered any of those?
I think so, yeah. Of course, it's very difficult for me not being able to see them to know what the labels look like, but the quality is, you can tell by the quality a lot of times, I believe.
Right, well, any Christmas records, I guess. And I guess I should have pointed out, we didn't talk about this at all. For those who may not know you, Ed is completely sightless. You have been... let me ask you your favorite question, okay?
Okay.
Have you been blind all your life?
Not yet.
Well...
it's a real eye-opener, too.
Wow. Well, it makes it just all the more remarkable what you can do at the piano to know that you're... not able to see, but still able to produce such incredible, incredible music. So thank you again, Ed, for sharing
that with
us.
And I like to make people happy. I'm sorry, Brian, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I really like to make people happy, especially around the holiday times when people need as much happiness as they can get.
Well, they certainly do this year and every year, I think. Well, this next record, as I was leading up to, is a Jeanette record, 5225. It's got a wonderful red and gold label that says Christmas Greetings on it. It's not exactly a Christmas selection, but I thought we would play it anyway because it is labeled as a Christmas record. This is the hymn Nearer My God to Thee, sung by the Westminster Quartet.
Glory be on cross that
That's the Westminster Quartet, a Jeanette record. I don't think I have an exact date for that, but probably around 1923 or 24. Nearer My God to Thee. Ed, while that was playing, you and I were chatting a little bit about favorite Christmas songs, not necessarily ones on 78, but just favorite Christmas songs in general. And you mentioned one. Would you like to tell us about it?
Yes. Nat King Cole had made a wonderful Christmas album, which is played quite often, and there's lots of wonderful cuts on it. But the one I like is a tune called Caroling, Caroling, and I'd like to play that for you.
Beautiful. If people were listening closely, they might have heard a little voice in the middle of that. It's pretty nifty, actually. You've got a watch, and it talks to you, and it tells you the time.
Yes.
Very, very neat. Yeah. Well, have you ever been Christmas caroling, Ed?
Yes, I have. I've been caroling when I was a kid at Batavia School for the Blind. We used to go out caroling and freezing ourselves. But I always look forward to coming in and having some of that nice hot chocolate and Christmas cookies.
Yeah, thinking of caroling for me, I went out a few times too, and I remember going up and down a couple of particular streets in my hometown and caroling, and there was one lady who had old music boxes, old Regina phones, and she would invite us in, and we would listen to the Regina phones, and she'd make hot apple cider and play those, and made me think about favorite Christmas foods. Any particular food that you like to have at Christmas time?
Well, I love to drink that good eggnog.
Oh, you too. I think I'm the only one in my family who likes eggnog.
And I love Christmas cookies, especially those that are frosted. I just love them.
Oh, yeah. We make one at my house every Christmas time that has these little cherries in it. I know you're a big maraschino cherry fan.
Oh, I love cherries. It's a wonder I don't eat so many of them, I turn into a cherry-actric.
Oh, Ed. Well, gosh, we have time for a couple more records, and the next one I've pulled out for us to listen to today is a Harmony 78, number 277, credited on the label to Salnow and Schut, which is really Stell and Schütze, or Schütze, I don't know exactly how it's pronounced, but this is one that people may not have heard before. It's called Christmas Bells.
Thank you.
Bit of Silent Night in there. That's a medley called Christmas Bells, and that's about all the time we have for on this edition of the Shellac Stack. Ed, I want to thank you so much for having me as your guest today and for being here with me on the Shellac Stack.
It's been a real pleasure, Brian. I've really enjoyed being with you.
Well, I hope you have a very happy holiday season, and I hope everybody listening does as well. Merry Christmas, Ed.
Merry Christmas to you too, Brian.
And thanks, everybody, for listening. I hope we'll see you back here next time for more 78s on the Shellac Stack.
Thank you.